Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the National Dairy Council. The journey begins on Ireland's farm pastures and ends with natural goodness on your table.
France is Ireland's biggest Eurozone customer when it comes to food and drinks exports. Irish companies sell over 670 million euros worth of food and drink to France every year, and it's growing. While the old reliables like beef, lamb and dairy and seafood products account for the bulk of that, smaller artisan businesses are now making inroads into the French retail scene.
Ça c'est le fromage avec le bière, mais c'est plus affiné.
This is Conor Mulhall, the general manager of the newly formed Little Milk Company, standing in a speciality cheese shop in the centre of Paris.
How long?
In 1 month will be perfect, whereas this is perfect today for you.
This is 1 month old?
This is 1 month old.
Okay.
The Little Milk Company was set up 3 years ago. 10 organic dairy farmers dotted around Munster and Leinster supply the milk to make the cheese, which Conor is now trying to convince cheese shop owner Francois Prier, a third generation fromager, to stock in his shop.
The real test will be what he thinks of Irish brie.
It's like one cheese we have in France is the long.
Some say it's bringing sand to the Arabs, but we are. We're bringing our cheeses, you know. Milk that's farmed in Tipperary and Cork and Limerick and Carlo and Kildare is put into our cheeses, and we ship it to France and sell it in France and also in Holland and Belgium and Germany and Australia, believe it or not. Yeah, we've got a great story in Ireland. It rains a lot, the grass is green, the cows are happy and the milk is good, and we've got great tasting products. And I think in Paris there's a really good sense of how clean and green Irish products are. I think there's a growing acceptance in France of Ireland as a food nation, as a food island. You know, the French very much believe in terroir, you know, the story of where stuff comes from, and the way we look after our animals, the fact that it's still a very rural-based country, I think that really matters to them, because the cheeses you see beside us here, they're all handmade on somebody's farm, you know, and that's very much the story of Irish farmhouse cheeses, and there's very much an appetite here in France for that.
The Little Milk Company has managed to forge this market with the help of Borbia, which has employed a Smurfit Business School fellow, Catherine Bernard, to find markets for small Irish food and drinks businesses like the Little Milk Company on Parisian shop shelves. But there are some barriers.
There are difficulties because it's going to be all about the volume and the shipping cost. And that's the big kind of barrier for them at the minute. But if you can find the distributors that are the right partners that are going to give you a decent volume, then obviously it gets easier. And I think like Irish products, especially artisan ones that are more homemade, craft made, really have a good USP on the French market, because Ireland is very well seen in France. French people like to go into Ireland. They like, you know, being tourists into Ireland or have business in Ireland. So overall, it's a combination that works well.
The French are notoriously patriotic. So how do they view Irish cheese of all products coming in here?
Of course. So at first, they're very dubious about it. Like, what? Cheese in Ireland? Are you joking? No, it can't be done. And then the minute they taste the cheese, you can see the face changing. Absolutely. Now, between the brands, like between the Little Milk Company, obviously, because it's the brand I represent, but then there were other Irish artisan cheese producers at the cheese fair in Paris earlier in the year, like Cashel Blue and other companies. And all the French people, even connoisseurs from the area of cheese, were all impressed by the quality of Irish milk and Irish cheese.
On a broader scale, France is the second most important European market for Irish food exports behind the UK, totaling almost 670 million euros of sales last year. Here's Tipperary native Noreen Lanigan of Borbia's office in Paris.
In 2013, there was 14% growth based on the previous year. The growth is still primarily coming from our two main export sectors to France, the meat and dairy side. But we're seeing more and more new companies on the artisan side of things exporting. So whether it's farmhouse cheese or the artisan beers, and obviously the new whiskies that are coming on stream as well. France is an interesting market for them, given France is the biggest whisky consuming market in the world. On the artisan beer side, there's quite a significant interest, particularly from the Irish pubs in France, in having a different choice, an artisan choice.
But it's not only food. The Irish craft beer sector is growing in Ireland and trying to make inroads abroad also. Corcoran's Irish bars in Paris have begun the process of importing O'Hara's craft beer to sell to their French customers with the help of the Borbia Fellowship Programme. Ian Toomey is joint owner of Corcoran's and he spoke to me at one of their bars in Sacré-Cœur.
The question I've been asked since I started in France, in Paris in 1996, was do you have an Irish lager? Do you have an, what Irish beers do you have in draft? And they want Irish lager, they want Irish beers. And now with the O'Hara's, we've got an extensive range with the O'Hara's, going from an IPA, an Irish pale ale, to Natural Blonde, which is an Irish lager.
Do you think it makes the bar more authentic?
Yeah, of course it does, yeah. You walk in and you've got a 100% Irish draft range, number one. Our aim with the bars is to make them more and more Irish as we go on. In terms of changing, even I want to change the water over to Irish Irish mineral water. I want to change the meat over to 100% Irish. The French want Irish. The times you go to an Irish bar abroad and you get a shell of an Irish bar, as in there's decoration, there's this and that, but the staff are native, I suppose, best term. The products are generic. I think that the way to, that we can continue our evolution is by changing the products and making them more and more Irish.
In Ireland, you know, alcohol is very good, cheese is very good, together they're very good.
Sure.
Back to the cheese shop and Conor Mulhall's efforts to get the Little Milk Company range of cheeses into Francois Prier's shop. So what's the verdict?
Oh, I think the product is very, very good, with organic milk, raw milk also. It is a sign of quality for me. And I tried this, it's very, very interesting. Yeah.
And what do you like about Irish cheese? What makes it different from cheese, we'd say, from France or Spain or other countries?
I like the typicity, the texture, and they are different. Yeah.
And the fact that we're grazing our cows on grass for most of the year, do you think that that's an advantage?
Sure. Yes, sure. The the pasturage, the grass from Ireland is absolutely fantastic. So the milk will be fantastic, and after the cheese are very good. Yeah, sure. It's very important.
Well, that was Francois Pierret, a French cheesemonger who actually holidays and fishes in Ireland every year. And he's also stocking many Irish cheeses, including the Little Milk Company range of cheeses.